When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go with that app. So download it. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming off the loss against the Steelers, we talked a lot about how Jaden Daniels played. I didn't think he played poorly, but I don't think it was his best game for sure. I thought he was fair, took care of the football, only completed 50% of his passes, but he had some drops. But he did miss some passes in the last game, and we're wondering, does this game mean a lot to you for Jaden? Does he need a bounce back type of game?
No.
He's fine. To see a bounce back. No,
he's going to bounce back.
He needs a bounce back just based off on who they're playing. He needs to play better than he did last week.
Yeah, but they're talking about, does he need a bounce back game, like in terms of your evaluation of him or something?
No.
He'd have to bomb like five or six games in a row, and it did way worse than what he did last week.
I would like to see an uptick from what he had last week, personally.
Of course.
He will.
And I think he was a little bit snake bitten because he did throw one to Diami that was dropped in the end zone, and Terry McLaurin was tackled like on the 1 or 2 yard line. But
there was documented like 6 or 7 drops.
Right.
But when the overall
five.
When the overall number of touchdowns produced is zero, of course you need a bounce back.
Right.
I'm not saying you need a bounce back to prove that you are the future at that position, because you are, but yeah, you need a bounce back because you need to play better to beat this team.
And I think with B-Rob either being limited or potentially missing, even if he is a little bit dinged up, I think he has to run more.
He's playing.
I think B-Rob's going to play, but I agree.
Have we confirmed that?
No.
I'm pretty sure he's playing.
That doesn't mean he's playing. We thought he was playing last week, but he didn't play.
That's our gut.
Well, my gut is he misses again. But anyway, right. I think
you're going to owe me money on that.
That's fine. $2. I'm not sweating it.
You want to go 4?
No. I'm not ready to double down on it. But with B-Rob, say he plays, I'm guessing he's not 100%. Jaden needs to fill in that void somewhat.
Agreed.
Like, I'm not talking 80 or 100 yards rushing, but 30 to 35 to keep the Eagles off balance. I think they need that in the offense.
Agreed.
Even though they're still scoring a bunch
of points. He's got to run for more than 5 yards.
Yeah, he has to be more of a threat
on
the ground.
And he will, and they know that. Kingsbury knows that.
Of course.
It's a virtual certainty he's going to play better. It's a virtual certainty.
You're confident.
Those guys, I am. They're not going to have all those outrageous drops.
You might have a turnover or two, though.
Yeah, that could happen.
I mean, he's really good at taking care of the football.
Yeah.
And the team overall this season is on like a historic pace with only 3 turnovers total, right? Mm-hmm. He's kind of due a couple.
Maybe. You know, he's number one in the NFL, according to PFF. He's tied with Lamar for in turnover-worthy play percentage.
Yeah.
Number one. So he has a turnover-worthy play
care of it, man.
One time out of every 100. 1.4 times.
I would think
it's remarkable for anybody, let alone a rookie.
He's got to be on record pace for a starting rookie quarterback to play this many games and have this few turnovers.
You know who's right there with him? Bo Nix, believe it or not, at 1.5%.
You know what? The Commanders, they're better than the Eagles at taking care of the ball. The Eagles are just a plus one. Commanders are plus six. Maybe that's a factor.
Yeah, because
in the
remember
game.
Earlier in the year, Hurts was turning the ball over a little bit. And he went on a streak where he didn't, but but then I think he turned the ball over twice against Dallas.
Mm-hmm. This is also going to be the best opponent the Eagles have faced in 5 or 6 weeks in the Commanders.
Yeah.
A team that has the ability to push back when Philly scores. And I'm expecting Philly to score. Just need the Commanders to kind of trade scores with them. I don't think it's going to be a defensive struggle in this game.
800-636-1067. Want to hear from you. What do you need to see from Jaden tomorrow night against Philadelphia? Do you need a better performance than the game he had against the Steelers? 800-636-1067. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. To answer the question I threw out there, no, I think you've seen enough. Like, you don't want to have a bad game.
Yeah, I mean,
I do think it's possible he can have a bad game. I'm not where Eric is. Every quarterback has bad games. Jared Goff.
I didn't say he wasn't going to have a bad game. I just think he's going to bounce back. I just think he'll bounce back.
Okay, but he could have a bad game and it would be worse. He could have a worse game for sure. Jared Goff just had a 5-interception game and he was having an MVP type season.
Yeah, I know.
Hadn't thrown an interception for 5 or 6 games.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he had 5.
I think he just had his little mini little dud. Now, maybe he'll have a horrible one. I just don't see it.
I don't know if Jaden has it in his DNA to throw the ball to the other team 5 times in one game.
Yeah, I'd be stunned if he ever does that in his career.
I mean, I'd be shocked if he did that.
I'll take that bet right now. I'll make that bet.
He never has a 5-pick
game? He'll never have a 5-interception game in his career. That's a lifetime bet. You know, a career-long bet. I don't know. I mean, of course, you're right. Of course, he could have a 2-interception game. There could be 2 tipped balls. I just think on his behalf, he'll be a little bit more accurate. He'll break free. I listened to Keim talk about it this morning, and he's right. I mentioned it at the time. He was this close to busting that one run.
Yeah, he was.
If he got tripped up.
That would have been a 30-yard run.
He could have taken that to the house. He would have had one safety to beat. It was this close.
The one up the middle at the end.
Yes, the
end.
Draw.
The draw. It was there.
To me, the bigger one was the sideline one. Patrick Queen chased him down. Baldy has a really good breakdown of that play.
Yeah, I don't even remember that off the top of my head. That particular one.
He just faked the handoff and rolled to the left.
Yeah.
And he was going down the sideline.
What did he get, 1 yard or something? He got nothing, right?
Yeah, maybe. A couple.
Yeah. But there's 2 different questions. If you're asking, does he need a bounce back game to reassure people that he's the guy? That's an unequivocal no. Does he need a bounce back game to beat
the Eagles?
The Eagles? Maybe. He had a mediocre game for him. I give it a B- game. They scored 27 points and lost by 1. If they get a better spot or a little fortuitous spot, I would argue they're probably going to win that game.
Yeah, and the numbers aren't great, but D'Ambi Brown dropped the touchdown pass.
Steelers did give him a gift and gave him 7 points because of the stupid fake punt.
For sure, but we gave him something with Zacchaeus and bounced it off his helmet.
I'd say gave him 3 points guaranteed. He still got to get into the end zone. Made it easier. I'm just saying.
I mean, they got it at the 15.
Yeah. Look, they didn't rack up a bunch of yards.
I would agree with you.
Punts.
You're answering the question 2 different ways. I would agree with you. You don't need a bounce back to prove he's still the guy. Of course, he's the guy. But you need a bounce back to beat the Eagles on the road on a Thursday night. This is a big one.
What if he still produces 27 points, though?
I don't think they will if he doesn't throw any touchdowns or rushes for a touchdown.
My worry if he produces 27 is that the defense allows 31 or 35. Right. Just a hot Eagles team.
Well, if that happens, you're going to lose.
Are you worried about?
I'd be concerned about that.
Are you worried about a growing underswell of Jaden isn't beating good teams?
I'm not worried about that yet.
Well, I'm just saying, all of a sudden, if they lose to the Eagles, you lose to the Ravens, you lose to the Steelers, then all of a sudden there's rumblings that Jaden can't beat good teams.
Well, people are already saying that about the team in general. Right, they're already saying that. Like, You know, we only win over the Cardinals. But don't you want to vanquish that?
Yeah, shut that rumor up.
I don't really care because I know he can. Like, I don't have that worry. You know what I mean? So people can say that, but I don't worry personally that he can't beat a good team. I think Jaden Daniels can beat any team in the league.
Like, but he hasn't.
He's only been here for 11 weeks.
Well, I'm just saying,
that doesn't bother me.
You don't want to extinguish that.
It doesn't bother me, no, because it's only a matter of time.
That stereotype?
No, it's only a matter of time. I know where you're coming from, because you take it personally when people say, like, Lamar can't win playoff games and that kind of thing.
Well, it's also Kirk Cousins can't win in primetime. I mean,
yeah, and I always rejected that.
All of a sudden, you start building these narratives.
Well, Kirk couldn't win at 1 p.m. last week.
Well, I'm just saying, you build these narratives, and the only way to get rid of them is to win games like against the Eagles.
Right, and I think that'll happen eventually. Like, I don't know, you know.
Well, if it doesn't happen, then all of a sudden the voice gets louder and louder and louder.
He doesn't seem to be too affected by that stuff. Yeah, I guess he sits there. He's really cool. I don't think Lamar's affected by it. Do you think Lamar's affected by that stuff? He looks pretty calm and cool to me.
No.
Yeah. But I don't think Jaden's affected by it. It doesn't bother me because I know he can win. So when
a fans call in and they start ripping him for not being able to win against good teams,
it's not gonna affect you whatsoever. I'll tell them they're stupid.
it's a trump card.
Yeah, I'll just tell them they're stupid.
It's the ace up the sleeve.
All right, let's go to Steve in DC. Steve, what's up? You're on with the Junkies. Hey,
how y'all doing today?
What's up? Good.
I don't think Jaden needs a bounce back. To me, I think Kliff needs to be a bounce back in some of those receivers. And some of the reason why I'm saying this is because, as you can see, Kliff, some of them play calls a little bit questionable. And
you're the second person that said that. Explain to me what you're thinking.
Because some of them, I don't know if there was a play or whatever. I think there was like a reverse or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Nobody liked that one.
Yeah.
That's because it didn't work.
Excuse me. Some of those plays, I think they're just not needed in certain times. And I think he tries a little too much. And some of those receivers, like Noah Brown dropping that fumble in the end, I mean, dropping the ball in the end zone, especially Zach Ertz. I mean, as a professional and as a veteran, you would think to, like, get your foot behind the sticks a little bit further to kind of, you know where you need to be. Because, I mean, Jada can't put it all in his hands. I mean, as pros and as receivers, you need to find yourself a way to get open and know where to be at certain times. And in clutch plays, you need to step up, you know, when the play is called to you. That's why I think we really should have got another receiver, you know, at the deadline. But, you know, they decided that it was going to be okay. But, again, I don't think Jaden needs a bounce back. I think Kliff and some of those receivers do.
All right, fair enough. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I mean, the receivers, that's true. The receivers can't have 5 drops, especially one in the end zone.
I don't think they will.
But I think Jaden needs a bounce back just in terms of, he's got to rush for more than 5 yards. All right, so he's got to be more aggressive that way. And then he's got to be more consistent on the pass completion. He was 50%. Now, I get it. 5 of those were dropped, should have been completed. But still, he wasn't his overall best game throwing.
He wasn't necessarily hitting everybody perfectly in stride.
If I'm Kingsbury, I might be like, you know what? Noah Brown, you're getting a few less targets. Zach, you might get a few less targets. I might get a few more to Eckler.
Okay.
Give Eckler 2 or 3 more targets. If you're worried about dudes dropping balls, Eckler's not going to drop balls for the most part.
Right.
Pretty sure-handed. That's who I'd get more of.
And McLaurin, like I said earlier in the week.
Totally him, too.
I would get him more than 6
Absolutely.
Targets.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Phil in Burke. Phil, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, fellas. Love the show.
Thanks, man.
So the thing is, I think it's starting to occur to Jaden that he really needs to put more on his shoulders just because the defense keeps getting got. With that last game, it was just too leaving the Steelers like in the game to capitalize like at the last second on that trick by Russell. And then even if you go back to when they had to play the Ravens, and now he has to play Jalen Hurts and the Eagles at Lincoln Financial. So it has to be occurring to Jaden that like he has to show up and maintain a large lead because of the defense, they just can't defend. They can't depend on him during those clutch moments. They're not stepping up. They're not stopping. the opposition when it's a lethal team. And I mean, we're looking at Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts, AJ Brown, and then the depth just keeps on going. And then plus the fans on top of that. I mean, you see how many fans showed up to the Commander Stadium, waving the towels. That had to get to Jaden and that defense. So I'm concerned. It's a divisional game, and I hope they show up, and I hope they win. I really
do. You're scared.
Yeah.
I don't think Jaden's that fazed by people waving terrible towels at his stadium. I don't think that really gets into his
head. They were a spot away from potentially like hitting a game-winning field goal.
Yeah. I don't think he's fazed by anything.
He seems pretty chill.
Yeah, he's not worried about the towels.
I didn't see the clip.
He's the most fearless human alive.
I read. Did he say on Sunday that he was just going to go and play video games after?
Well, he says it's not going to help me to just like think about how bad I feel or something. It's like, right. I just got to move on to the next. Got to get ready, prepare for the next, and chill. And, you know, play video games. Like, he's not going to lament all the missed opportunities, which I thought was fine.
You forget about it. You look forward.
Yeah. You know, you wake up the next day. Everybody, you have a bad day. Usually you wake up the next day.
You forget
about
it.
You feel a little bit better.
Now you're preparing for Philly.
Yeah.
You're not worried about Pittsburgh.
Yeah. They don't have time to worry about.
Come in and jump on a plane today.
Head football coach at the University of Maryland will join us at 9:45. But next, we'll shake it up, open up EB's entertainment page. Don't go anywhere.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
EB, I just read one of your tweets. It made me laugh. EB tweeted, I had a dog. His name was Barney. He wasn't Barney Bickle.
And it wasn't.
No one called him Barney Bickle.
No. I mean, I could understand this guy's like, oh, if you go to the vet, they put the last name because there's a lot of Barneys. Okay. That's not a real world situation.
99.9% of dog owners, they just call the dog by one name.
Right.
I know, but you called him Ben Herbstreit earlier in the show.
Well, but because I saw that on Twitter. So I just like Ben.
You
Ben
glommed on to it.
And it's also, it's kind of weird when you just name a dog like just a normal standard kind of boring
like
name
Ben.
Like Ben right. Or hey, this is Tom. My dog Tom.
Yeah, can you imagine? Does anybody have a dog named Tom?
100%, there have to be.
Yeah. It's so dumb.
I mean, just
they have a dog named like Steve.
Sure.
Yeah, people do Ben. Yeah, but they're doing a
Jack.
Ben.
There's dogs named Jack.
Eric.
Or
nobody has a dog named Eric.
I bet there are.
Yeah. People
not
like
a lot,
doing that bit.
But there are a few.
That's a dumb bit.
Like, I could see naming my dog
or
Ovi.
Billy. There's probably tons of dogs named Billy.
Or Jordan.
Billy.
Billy.
You know, like an athlete's name, maybe? Yeah.
No, I knew a dog named Kevin.
So dumb.
College. Yeah.
My next door neighbor, his name is Kevin. His dog's name? Kevin.
Oh, my God.
That's a great bit. It's a fantastic bit.
Well, yeah. If both of them are Kevin, what's the wife say? Hey, Kevin, come here for a second.
I don't know.
And then they both come over?
I'm not sure how the dynamic plays out.
Or is there a nickname for the husband?
I don't know. All I know is Kevin, who emasculates me every day because he's the handiest guy on the planet, has a dog also named Kevin.
That's a weird
bit. That's kind of stupid.
Yeah.
That's beyond weird.
That's just what it is.
Will you name your next dog Cakes?
Probably not.
Yeah, I mean, it would just be dumb.
I won't give my dog a bad radio nickname.
It would be John.
I'll probably not do that. And I would not name my dog John.
Right.
Give it a boring, bland name like John.
All right, the dogs on my street are Luca.
Yes.
Ghost.
Okay.
Eddie.
Ghost.
Eddie. There you go.
All right, Eddie.
Ghost seems very season specific.
Mochi.
Mochi?
Yep.
Isn't that something you eat or something?
I don't know. It's mochi.
Little mochi frozen, like,
I think so,
concoctions,
yeah.
Are delicious.
Roxy.
Roxy.
All right. What am I missing?
That sounds like a character out of Grease.
I'm missing
two. How do you know all these dogs?
Because they're all on my street.
Because he's a dog person.
Because he actually talks to people.
I don't understand Cakes
never does.
Actually, there's two dogs named Roxy.
Cakes, besides your neighbor, Kevin.
Kevin, yes.
Do you know any other neighbors?
I know the neighbors to our left. The husband's name is Charlie. Not sure the wife's name. They've lived there for several years.
Oscar? Is he still there?
Oscar, yeah.
His wife,
Oscar,
his mom, or whatever.
Oscar, by the way, is back in the neighborhood because I think his place in D.C. is getting, like, redone. Mm. So he's, like, back in the O-Town for a while, at least, living with his mom. Yes, I know Oscar.
Bickle.
I know his mom.
Cedric is also a dog on our street.
Cedric? Cedric's a good
Cedric
name.
I only know two. There's Milo and Gus.
Okay. Good
Gus.
Dog. Solid dog
name,
names.
But
you'll find this shocking.
You don't know any?
I don't know any dog names.
Except for ours.
Or human names.
I don't even know your dog's Luca. But I would have to really think about it. Like, my brother has a dog or two. Yeah. I don't know the names of them. My sister has a dog. I don't know the name of them. One of them was Bacon, but I don't know if Bacon's alive or dead.
So you go over to their house, you're like, hey, what's up, dog?
I don't even acknowledge the dog.
When a dog comes up
to you,
if a dog comes up to you, do you pet it? Say, what's up?
Just so it gets away from me.
Pet his ears.
Do you remember Cakes's previous dogs?
No chance.
I just know he names them after like Winnie the Pooh characters.
You don't remember?
Nope.
Simba.
I don't.
Simba. That's a good one. Good. Solid.
Simba and Belle.
See, he has both of them.
Yeah. Missed Kipper, but that's okay. It's all good. I mean, I don't expect you to know every dog's name that has gone through my house. Yeah. There's been a lot of them.
All right, let's open up the entertainment page driven by BMW of Fairfax.
That's right. DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the new general manager. She's in charge. Check them out at BMWFairfax.com. Mention me. They're going to treat you like a rock star either way. All right. I found this interesting. I guess I recognize this guy from The Office. Okay.
Okay, hold on.
John Krasinski.
Oh yeah, he's a big name.
Pretty famous actor, yeah.
Yeah.
Also Jack Ryan on
he doesn't
Amazon.
Know Jack Ryan is.
Quiet Place.
I don't watch it.
Quiet Place.
Yeah.
He was just named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive.
Bickle,
now I look at him
Bickle,
from like
did you ever see a Quiet Place?
No chance. Impossible.
Who's in it?
John Krasinski, but he's
Emily Blunt.
He's the director.
What's it about?
Aliens.
Out.
Yeah, but it's kind of different. It's very creepy. It's very
creepy. I don't like to go get scared.
Yeah. It's just,
so he was named Sexiest Man Alive. I look at that guy. He looked like he's got those big old drabby lips. I don't know. I don't think he looks that sexy to me. I don't understand. But then I do see a picture of him from, I guess, 2016 where he's like, he's got no shirt or something. Like, what's this movie called, Cakes?
Is it Secret Soldiers of Benghazi? That's a good movie.
No, this says from 13 hours.
13 hours, yeah.
What is that one about?
It's about the embassy got overrun.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, in Libya. That was Libya, correct?
I believe so,
90% sure of that. Really good movie.
Do you think, does he look like a sexy guy? He looks like kind of like a quirky looking guy to me.
Regular guy, but didn't Paul Rudd win it? Like, it maybe just like status, just, you know, Paul Rudd, funny guy. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's a good husband.
I think we should all go around and name our sexiest guys in Hollywood.
In Hollywood?
Yeah, I mean, he was sexiest man alive. You got to do. If you
have to think about it.
I mean, I've got my guy. His name rhymes with Schmad Schmidt.
Yeah, but he always wins. He's old.
Dreamy.
Now. You got to do a new dream. A new dream.
A new dreamboat.
I got to get a list here so I can look.
I like the guy. I can't remember his name, but Drab, help me out. He's in the Corona commercials. He's got a Hispanic name.
Oh, the dude from Mandalorian.
Pascal.
Pascal. Yeah. Pedro Pascal, is that his name?
I think so.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
From Last of Us. Maybe we saw him in that vehicle.
Last of Us.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of actors in commercials.
Yes.
I believe the guy from, was at PGC yesterday, the actor from the Old Spice commercials.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Like the Super Bowl ones? The brother?
Yeah, like he's on a horse. He's half man, half horse.
What's that dude doing now?
I think he's in a popular TV show. I think called Cross or something.
He had to have made bank from those Old Spice commercials. Those things were huge.
Oh, and Cross is, it's Alex Cross.
Ah.
Like,
okay.
What are the names of the movies?
Oh, Kiss the Girls, maybe. That one?
Along Came Spider.
Right. Yeah. Kiss the Girls.
Drabby, you're talking
that's,
about
that's a top three Morgan Freeman movie.
You're talking
and
about
it
Dion,
ain't number three either.
Dion Cole was in the studio.
No. Isaiah Mustafa.
Oh, guy before different him. Guy. Oh,
did he like have a cup of coffee in the league or something? Or no? Why do I feel like he?
That's Terry Crews.
No, I know who Terry Crews is. Terry Crews played here.
Are you talking about Dion Cole or Isaiah Mustafa?
Isaiah Mustafa. He's just a good looking guy.
Football. Hold on.
He's checking his wiki. Checking the bio.
Arizona State. Undrafted, but Oilers
played receiver.
Tennessee Oilers.
Everyone's.
No, but it's well, okay. Oakland Raiders are in there.
Okay.
No, but yeah, you definitely
practice squad member.
Yeah, people mock me.
I didn't mock you.
There's the mock.
Drabby mocked
Where's the mocking?
Drabby mocked me.
I don't understand how you know that, but you don't know who John Krasinski is.
I just didn't know his name.
He doesn't watch
I don't
the
think
office.
He's handsome.
He's.
I know stuff. I know stuff.
Nah, he didn't really play. I mean,
he
I don't know
don't practice.
Ever played.
I said a cup of coffee. Actually, it was like the perfect description.
No, you were right.
Thank you.
Surprised Drabby didn't know. He went to ASU.
All right, I'm going to say this. Would David Beckham count? Because he's not a Hollywood guy, though. People magazine.
He would count for Drab T-shirt.
Yeah, I would say David Beckham. I think he's better looking than this John Krasinski dude.
Drabby, do you get upset in these? I believe it's the Stella Artois commercial where David Beckham is sitting at the bar enjoying his Stella in a glass.
And the girl comes up and doesn't want to talk to him.
And she just brushes him aside to get her two glasses of Stella.
Yeah,
of course. Just she disregards the fact that it's sexy David Beckham sitting at the bar alone.
Uh-huh.
Does that get you upset when that happens?
I don't like that. Yeah.
He doesn't like the commercial.
It's David Beckham disrespect. It's what it is.
So he purposely doesn't drink Stella because of it.
Maybe. So banned it in his house.
I think I've told you, my son's staying with us this week. We're going up to Cornell together, whatever. He's working remotely. When I got home from golf yesterday, The Office is on. He's still watching Office reruns.
Well, that's what people who are into The Office watch it all the time.
All the time.
They keep watching.
He always has it on. So if he's at the house or he's at his house.
He loves Dunder Mifflin.
So he had the one on. I've never seen it before. Where
does he LOL? Can you hear him laughing out loud?
No, but he sits there and just watches it or he's on his phone. But it's always on in the background. It's always on.
Do you know the setting for The Office? What city it takes place in?
I think they're at a paper company somewhere.
They are in a paper company. Where is it based?
I don't know that. Wisconsin. I really
Scranton,
know.
PA.
Yeah, I don't know that.
I mean, everybody knows that.
But it's the one where Steve Carell, I've never seen it before, but obviously it's run a million times, where he has like a paper mache head of himself.
Yeah, I've seen.
What's that episode about?
I don't know.
He has a paper mache head of himself right next to him.
Yeah, it's a funny bit. I don't know exactly get the bit, and I don't know the episode by heart.
I don't know
what you're referencing.
I don't get any of those shows. I sit there and I watch it. I don't understand the appeal.
Well, The Office, it's pretty funny.
You don't know anything about Dwight Schrute. You know nothing about Dwight Schrute.
I think I know who that is.
Do you know what kind of farm he lives on? No chance. What overrated vegetable he produces at his farm?
No.
Beets.
Hey, what's the commercial farm that has all of the Office actors on it now? Doesn't have Carell, but it's got Rainn Wilson.
I've seen it. I can't think of the product.
It's got.
But they're getting paid. Good for them.
Cakes. Don't you remember when we did the all the interviews?
Yes, at NBC. Mm-hmm.
Your boy, Jenna Fisher, was eyeing your boy.
No, I thought it was the other
one. That was Melora Hardin.
Melora Hardin.
No, no, no. It was Jenna Fisher.
Oh, okay.
She was sitting down on a wall.
Well, that like might have been walkway. In a different instance.
No, he got more size.
No, I got size for her.
Okay. Melora. Saying that
Jenna
he
Fisher was eyeing me.
She was eyeballing you. Think she was getting size for you?
She was. She was looking at me multiple times. I told you about that.
No, I thought, but
we
you
were standing
you
on
were
the,
openly flirting with Melora Hardin.
Okay, but she didn't care about me.
Yeah.
Who was the actor? One of them.
One of them got bitter. He did not like
me. Who was that old
Creed,
dude?
Creed Bratton.
Creed did not like me. But I caught Jenna Fisher eyeballing me.
That big, tall lurch.
Multiple times. I should have gone over and hollered at her.
Should have. Should have spit some game at her.
My wife wouldn't have cared. Honey, it was Jenna Fisher.
All right.
Got to take advantage of that.
Cakes, didn't we at George Mason, whatever they call their arena? What do they call their arena?
I believe it's Eagle Bank Arena. Yes,
I don't know if it was called that 20 years ago, but
it
maybe
was
so.
Not.
Well, I think we did a Nutcracker there, possibly.
Yes,
did we?
Yes, 100%.
Did we interview My Chemical Romance?
We interviewed My Chemical Romance before anybody knew who they were.
Yes.
Like they were like seventh on the bill.
Right,
they were all super young. They were like 17, 18 years
old.
They
were all gothy.
They were the gothiest guys you've ever met.
Right. They just announced their 2025 stadium tour.
It kind of threw me because they're good, but are they draw 70,000 people in a stadium good? Apparently they are. I guess they can play.
How old are they?
They're playing Dodger Stadium. That's a pretty big room. Last time I checked.
Yeah,
what are their biggest hits?
Welcome famous to the Black Parade.
Famous last
part
words.
Part of the hook is they're playing Welcome to the Black Parade start to finish. They're going to do the album in its entirety.
Right.
It's a good bit for people who are looking for some nostalgia.
It kicks off in Seattle, July 11th, 2025. They're going to have openers ranging from Death Cab for Cutie.
Silly.
Alice Cooper is going to open for them.
Really? Look at
Garbage that. Garbage is going to open for them.
Mm, oh. Pretty big.
Her voice was all banged up. She got it fixed.
I guess she's back in 2025.
Yeah.
Couldn't make the HFS.
I remember interviewing those dudes, and they were nice guys, but I felt like they were weird.
Well, they're definitely weird. And they were wearing jackets like I wore to like fifth grade, like the jacket that had the fake, really fake fur that you bought from Sears back in the day. Like a $20 winter jacket.
Oh, they were?
Didn't keep you warm at all during the winter.
Right.
And I was like, these guys aren't going to go anywhere with these guys. And now they're massive. They're doing towards stadiums.
Have they had a steady career throughout?
I think they've been like on hiatus for a long time.
Yeah.
Now they're just like, I'm sure the promoter's like, hey, do you guys want to make millions upon millions of dollars for about 15 dates? I don't know how many dates
they're doing
on the
10.
Tour. 10 dates.
Those guys are almost 50 years old.
Do you want to make millions? And they're like, okay, we'll make millions in our, when we're 50.
Right.
Sure.
Crazy.
Why not?
The My Chemical Romance, a 10-city stadium tour.
Yeah.
Mike Loxley, Terps head football coach, joins us next. But EV's going to fill us in on Crop Metcalf.
That's right. Warm days and chilly nights and mornings. You know what that means. Time to schedule a $99 heating and cooling check with the 5-star experts at Crop Metcalf. For just $99 at Expert, Crop Metcalf 5-star technician will check both your home's heating and cooling system for one low price. Take it from me. Call today for peace of mind, no matter what tomorrow's weather brings. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond, and we're streaming live all across the country on the free Odyssey app. Also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Joining us right now to talk some college football is the head football coach at the University of Maryland, Mike Loxley. What's up, coach?
Fellas, what's going on? How you guys doing?
So, tough one out at Oregon. They are the number one team in the country.
Oh, you jumped right into it. Let's go right into it.
Well, you know what?
Well, we only got like 7 minutes.
What do you want us to do?
I was trying to kill some time, but go ahead.
We can kill some time.
You can talk
want.
About whatever you want.
No, I'm good.
I kind of wanted your take on the game because I know statistically, if you were to look at things like first downs, same number of first downs, yards, I think they had about 60, 70 more yards than you, but it was a little closer than the scoreboard, which was 39-18. Now, you did have 3 turnovers from your quarterback. Fill us in on kind of how the game went.
Well, the first thing that jumps out to me is that our team competed and competed for four quarters, which is, you know, if you're going to compete against the number one team in the country, it starts with knowing that it's going to be a four-quarter fight. And I like the way that the guys fought. Obviously, as you talked about, those turnovers late in the game, and, you know, it's been an Achilles heel for us, where our winning formula has been just creating big plays on offense and eliminating them on defense and then taking care of the football. And we have not gotten turnovers the last couple of games, and to turn it over the way we did there with the, you know, the game within a score, it's kind of been the Achilles heel for us. And you know, I like the way we are competing. There's these small victories in the loss, which, again, I hate it. There's no such thing as a close or moral victory at this point in our where we are as a program. But I can tell you that I've seen signs that this team is who I thought we could be.
Do you think, did the travel have any impact at all, do you think?
Zero. We had a great plan, and our guys, like, no, not at all.
Okay, good. All right, so let's move on. So, obviously, you got Rutgers this weekend. I saw Rutgers play live down at Virginia Tech, and they beat Virginia Tech, and Virginia Tech played awful, especially in the first half. Fumbled a punt, gave Rutgers 14 points. Off of some turnovers, but you know, obviously, you know, Greg Schiano, very good coach, usually has a pretty good defensive team, and they just beat Minnesota, which kind of shocked me, Coach. I mean, after, we know, you know, Minnesota very well. After what happened in that game, you guys didn't play very well in that one, but Rutgers was missing their best offensive player, their running back, and they still were able to run the ball on Minnesota. So what are you expecting from Rutgers?
Yeah, I think the big thing is for us is, like, this is what I told our team is we're in playoff football now, because it's win and we advance or lose and you probably stay home. And so for us, our players understand the importance of, you know, we put ourselves in this position. If we want to continue to develop our program, we need to get bowl eligible. We need to continue the track we've been on to practice those extra practices, which allows us to develop. You know, as you said, Rutgers, you know, Greg is is a big time coach. He's always got great defenses. His special teams are usually really sound. They're missing their top player. Now, what people don't understand is the backstory is Minnesota and Rutgers are very familiar with each other. They've switched coordinators, I think. The quarterback from Minnesota is now the quarterback at Rutgers.
Right.
And so there's some inside knowledge, and Greg, being a great coach, did a great job against a good Minnesota team that we struggled with, and we weren't at full arsenal. We lost a bunch of starters in that game right before the game, and I expect to get Rutgers' best, and they'll get our best. There's no doubt.
How are you guys doing currently on the injuries?
We are healthy, finally, in terms of, you know, Glenn Miller came back, played Saturday, limited number of plays. Expect to get, hopefully, Andre Roy back, our left tackle. And even though it opened up the door for Therese Davis, who really has played well as a true freshman for us up front. But we're as healthy as we've been in a while, and it couldn't have come at a better time for us as we enter into trying to get back to 500 and allow ourselves to continue the development of our team.
How do you feel Billy played? I know the numbers weren't good at Oregon. How do you think he played?
You know what? Billy has continued to play well enough. Yeah. The turnovers, when you watch him, you know, the second interception there to KP, you know, it was a pass interference play. I mean, should have been a pass interference, and we don't get these calls just yet. You know, we missed a few calls in this game, or there were a few calls that just didn't go our way, and there were some plays that we had opportunity to make. Ty Felton had a chance to fall on a muff punt there in the second drive of the game, which, you know, we get that muff punt and score. We're up 10-0 against this team, and yeah, as you know, in football, it's about momentum, and we've had some opportunities that we just haven't taken advantage of.
How do you think the running game's been this year? I'll be honest.
Our running game sucks right now. I know it. I've got to get the running game going. That's the difference right now, because we've put a lot of pressure on our O-line up front with having to throw it, but we have to find a way to manufacture some explosives in the run game. And typically, with a young O-line, if you can run your quarterback a little bit, which, you know, with Billy having been a little banged up over the last 3-4 weeks, we've kind of limited what we've done with him. But as I've said before, we're reaching this point now where, you know, all of our playmakers have got to, you know, everybody's a little banged up right now. And this is a win or go home type of game for us. And, you know, I expect Billy to play, to continue to play and develop the way he has.
All right, Coach Locks, best of luck this weekend.
Appreciate you guys.
Get number five.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
It's a 6 p.m. game on FS1.
Gotta beat Rutgers, obviously, and Iowa's going to be tough because their running back, Caleb Johnson, is a beast, and he's got 20 touchdowns.
They just lost to UCLA, though, right?
Yeah, it's just a tough offense to defend. So if you can't stop the run, you're probably not going to beat Iowa.
Well, Deez, are you locked into the football like you are the hoops, or are you more hoops right now?
I'm both.
You are both. Yeah. Okay. All right. Just checking.
Raise high the black and gold.
There you go. There you have it.
Yeah. I have Terrapin Pride.
What about Lady Terps?
I have Maryland Pride.
Maryland Pride.
There you go. Ladies Terps?
Yeah.
Not so much.
Come on. You should.
Got to root for all the Terps.
You should.
Yeah. All right. Got to get out of here for Bish Bucks. Cakes, EBM, JP. We'll see you tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next right here on The Fan.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.